everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to be bringing a self-proclaimed grandmapreneur to the show. As a grandmapreneur myself, although I still say mompreneur, but it's true. I'm a grandmapreneur. It's true, and I love it. Connie Inukai's first act was retiring from teaching writing at the University of Maryland and John Hopkins University after 40 years. In her second act, after retirement, Connie invented a product called Tip and Split, a handheld device with a magnifier, light, tip calculator, and bill splitter. And then she wrote a book, How I Got My Product on QVC, The Today Show, The View, and More in Retirement, to help inventors get publicity for their inventions. For her third act, when the pandemic hit, Connie used the time in lockdown to do something positive and chronicled her life story so her grandchildren would know about her long after she's gone. And she's now helping others write their stories. So during this pandemic, Write Your Selfie was born. I love your story. So Connie, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. And thank you for having me here. I'm so happy to be here.
It's my pleasure. So I'm going to start out. Take us on your journey that led you to becoming an entrepreneur, a mompreneur, and a grandmapreneur.
Okay. Well, actually, I started becoming an entrepreneur at age 68. So I'm older than that now. At 68, I became an entrepreneur because I used to go out to eat with my friends, and we used to have to pass around reading glasses because none of us could read the menu or the bill, especially because the print was too small and the restaurant was often dimly lit. So I thought this is ridiculous because I always forgot to bring my reading glasses, so we would just pass them around. And so I thought there has to be a better way. So I invented something that you can carry around with you, and it has a magnifier on it, it has a light, and it can calculate a tip and split the bill in seconds. You know, some people may think, well, they have apps that do that. But people my age really don't like to bring the smartphone to the table because it interferes with the conversation. Because once you bring your smartphone, you know, to do any app, you're going to start checking your text messages and showing pictures. And I would rather just have the conversation. So my target market is people who like to enjoy their dinner and not have to deal with smartphones at the table. So that got me started. I was 68 years old and I knew absolutely nothing about inventing. Maybe you can relate to that. But thank heavens for the internet. I learned all about inventing, and I joined some inventors' Facebook groups. I was very lacking in technical skills. I have good ideas, but I couldn't actually develop it. But I was lucky enough to have been divorced from a man who was a brilliant mathematician and electrical engineer. So I gave him the pictures of my idea, and he made the algorithms to make it work smoothly. So I was really lucky because he also developed all the algorithms of where to put satellites in space so we could get the best reception. So my little invention has a wealth of knowledge behind it. That was my first invention.
I love that. And I love that you're successfully divorced. I'm successfully divorced too. My children's dad and I are very, very good friends, although he would never have been able to help me with something technical like that. But right. He was a tree guy and used to bring me wood every year for Christmas. He'd give me a cord of great wood for my fireplace and stuff. So I always loved hearing that. So when you were creating Tip and Split, it's just such a great idea and amazing the problems that it solves, you know, when you have all of the different elements of it.
Right. Because we can all do math, but most people leave a 20% tip because it's easier to calculate. But what if you want to leave 17% or 21% or something different. Then you have to like really put on your math hat. And after a few drinks, nobody wants to figure that out. So this is more fun because when people take out my tip and slip, they all want to do it. It's really fun to do it.
It solves so many different problems.
Oh, yes.
If you really think about it with the magnifier, the light, everything. How did you come up with all the different elements that go into it?
I started off just to make it a magnifier with a light. But then I realized, you know, for restaurants, but then I realized they would make it a little bit more interesting and have the calculator on it. But it's not a typical calculator because it doesn't have a division sign or a multiplication or percentage, nothing. You just put the amount of the bill, say $58.40. Then you put in percentage of a tip. So say we put 18. So you just type in 1/8, then it'll tell you the tip. And then it'll ask if you want to split it. So you could say 3. And you type in a 3. You push down a 3 on it. And then it'll tell you what each person pays, if you want to divide it evenly. Now, if one person is drinking a lot, you might want to not do that. You know, maybe each person does their own. Because, you know, you don't want to go out to dinner with somebody who buys, like, every appetizer and every drink, you know, and dessert. And then you just buy, like, a salad. So this has its limitations. But I made it very simple to use if you want to divide it evenly.
So what do you enjoy most about being a grandmapreneur?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a very interesting question. You know, when you look at little kids, they have so much imagination and so much spirit in them and curiosity. And my motto is passion has no expiration date, because I can be like a little kid and get ideas too. So being around kids shows you the wonder of imagination. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But sometimes people who get older think that they're beyond, you know, that, or they're too old to do anything else. But honestly, I did my first invention at age 68, and I'm still going strong, and I'm having the time of my life. So I think that my mission is to tell other people who are retired like me that it's never too late to keep doing things. So, I mean, I actually thought of something to do during the pandemic, you know, because I never went out because of my age. I'm high risk. So what I did is I spent about 2 weeks gathering, going through old photo albums and shoeboxes and finding all these old pictures. And I decided to write my life story because I wanted to pass it down to my grandchildren and future generations, because nobody knows us unless they can actually see us. I'll tell you, I got inspired by this new project, which is called Write Your Selfie, last January when Kobe Bryant died with his daughter in a helicopter crash. And I thought, you know what? His remaining children are going to know all about him. His future generations are going to know everything about him because he was such a social phenomenon. Everybody knows about him, but who's going to know about me unless I tell them? So I decided I'm going to tell them, and I'm going to choose what I say to them. And a lot of things in my book are lessons to teach my grandchildren, and they love it. For example, one of their favorite stories is, I have lots of pictures, and I had in our house, I grew up with 6 kids. There were 6 of us. At one point, my father built a sunken living room as an addition to our house. And one of my brothers got this brilliant idea. He brought in a hose and we decided to make it into a swimming pool. Well, my grandkids love that story because I said, yeah, I used to be a kid once too. So I tell them things so they cannot just look at me as grandma, but I used to be a child at one time. So so I have so many stories that I tell my grandkids. They love my stories. My oldest grandchild is 9. His name is Julian, and he's so fascinated with the Titanic. Anything Titanic, he watches documentaries. And as I was writing my life story, I found out something I didn't know, and I found it from my cousin. And I found out that my grandparents immigrated to the United States from Poland in 1912, and they had to cancel their trip because my grandma had morning sickness, and the trip that they canceled was on the Titanic.
Wow.
Is that amazing? I didn't even know it. My mother never told me. So by doing my book, I found out some facts that I would have never, ever known.
How amazing is that?
Yeah. So when I work with people to write their life story, I have them dig into Ancestry.com and dig into relatives and find out what they know that I didn't know. Because my cousin was just 2 years older than me, but she was pregnant with his father. So he knew the story, but I didn't. I'm having so much fun. I spent like about 5 weeks writing my whole story. And I realize this is radio, but this is my book. And I have on it a picture of me as a one-year-old or two-year-old. I don't even know. But this is my life story. And I just love what I'm doing. And everybody I meet loves the idea because they all say, I wish my mom had done that. I wish my grandma had done that. And then they say, I'm going to do it. So sometimes I work with a person and their mother. And they just write two of them at the same time. But they're different stories because everybody has a story to tell. And everybody's story is different. So I'm actually going back to my roots because I used to be a writing teacher in college. My book is it's mostly pictures, but it's got some writing in it. I help people, you know, to clean up their language as they're writing it because this is going to go to a lot of people. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. And this is something people can do during the pandemic.
It's funny. In my family, I'm the story keeper. Whenever mm-hmm. I have one older brother, two younger brothers, but they're always, it's like, hey, Dor, who's this? Who's related to who? Like, I'm the one, no, this is this one, this is that one. And the different stories in our family. Sadly, my brother lost. My mom was an avid picture taker. And when she died, my brother was the one that had everything and lost all of her photos. My
mother
had 8mm reels. We had the giant reels that they use like in the movie theaters, about 12 of them that my mother had just spliced years and years and years. One Thanksgiving, we were at my house and I had a big white wall and we actually just used that as the screen. And it was so funny because I was about 4 years old and my daughter, who was a little blonde, wispy blonde hair. I always had very dark hair before my hair went gray.
Mm-hmm.
I came in and she came walking in. She was wearing almost the exact same outfit I was wearing. And my brothers all looked at her and then looked at me and looked at the picture and looked at the film. And it was, that's when we realized how much my daughter looked like me when I was a little girl. And it was so funny. And so I'm so happy for your grandchildren and their children that they are going to get to know you like this because I have
exactly.
So few pictures of my mom and so few pictures of us when we were kids. I wish I was just saying to my daughter-in-law that I wish I would have given, oh my gosh, to have had a smartphone when my kids were growing up.
Right.
Oh my God, you know what? My granddaughter's going to be 8 months old. I have to have at least 900 pictures. My friend is like, why don't you delete some? I'm like, what? Which one? Why would I delete any of them unless it's a completely fuzzy picture? As you said, they get to see you. That's what makes it so special.
Uh-huh.
I don't usually break on my words, but on that note, we are going to take a break. Say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio. She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote. Or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Connie Inukai. We've been talking about her new passion project, Write Your Selfie. And just what a remarkable journey you are going to be able to share with your grandchildren. So what's been the hardest part of your entrepreneurial journey, Connie?
Well, I'll tell you, the real hard part is technology. I don't understand a lot of it. I'm dependent on people, so I'm trying to learn by myself. I had a website on Wix, which is really easy to use, but then I hired somebody who told me, no, you have to be on WordPress. So I switched it over to WordPress, and I had no idea what to do. So I'm trying to learn WordPress now, and I have somebody who's helping me manage it. But that's a little bit hard to do. Other things are, you know, money. You know, when you're an inventor, you have to spend a lot of money for inventory, you know, for production. So for Write Your Selfie, I really don't have to be spending money for inventory. It all comes right out of, you know, brains and collaboration. So that's one of the reasons I love this. Because I was a new inventor, I got ripped off a lot of times. Like, my manufacturer kept sending me defective products. But did you ever have that problem?
I did not. You know what? I was really fortunate. It took me 6 years to find a manufacturer for safety bags and stadium bags. I'm still with the same company. They're family owned. I had to go overseas because China was the only country with the machinery that handled the caliber material we use. And I wanted to find one that worked with the Fair Wage Federation, environmental laws, child protective laws. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of the factory that I work with. I had actually, somebody had asked me to make a very cheap version of one of our backpacks that they were trying to mass produce for a drugstore. And I went to my manufacturer and then two other manufacturers that I knew. And my manufacturer, the other manufacturers gave me prices. My manufacturer was the landed price I had from the other factories was our cost from my factory. And I called Wendy and I'm like, Wendy, I don't understand. These companies are landing in the U.S. for 20 cents less than you're charging me. She said, it's not the material and the shipping, it's the labor. Our factory is an ethical factory. And I told her how proud I was to actually be working with a factory that could come nowhere near what they wanted. And I actually passed it on. I passed the two manufacturers on to the person that was looking, because I was like, you know what? I don't want to be involved in this. I don't want to make money off of child labor. So I was really fortunate, and my factory has been remarkable. But I used to be in the advertising specialty industry. I know exactly what you're talking about manufacturers that are running you around, costing you money, you know, trying to get away with using cheap product and things, but charging you as if they're not. So
exactly. So that was one of the difficulties about being an inventor. But being an entrepreneur, I think that the main thing is you have to always be studying, always be learning. You know, whatever you do, just keep learning. And I think that keeps our minds alert. When you're doing an entrepreneurial journey, when you're over 60, it keeps you alert and it can prevent dementia. I think that's what the research tells me. So I actually wrote an article for Entrepreneur Magazine about 3 weeks ago about that, about why it's good to be an entrepreneur in retirement. And I'm so proud of myself because I've just started writing articles. Actually, on my website, I have about 6 articles that I've written in the past 6 months. You know, another thing is it's kind of a lonely field to be an entrepreneur. So I wrote an article. I've never had a coach before, and I started looking up coaching because I thought that's a very good thing to learn about because I have no idea about coaching. So I wrote an article that I just sent to Forbes magazine about coaching. And when I was on a networking event 2 weeks ago, I met this woman on the event, and she's a coach. And everybody said she's fantastic. So I hired her. And so it's been wonderful for me because I have somebody else helping me along the way, giving me clarity. And, you know, she's been through it, and I had never had a coach before, and I trust her. Sometimes I don't trust people because they just take your money, right. But she doesn't. So it's because I'm always learning. And, you know, if I don't know something, I look it up. So I looked up everything there was about coaching, and she fit the bill perfectly. So I'm really excited, and she'll probably listen to this.
Good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
It is exciting. It's exciting to have a coach. It's exciting. Or, you know, sometimes you have a coach. Sometimes you have a mentor, an accountability partner.
Right.
Let's face it. It's very hard sometimes to see the forest for the trees. You get
right.
married to an idea and you tunnel into a vision. And it's those outside eyes that help you, you know, take the blinders off and broaden the horizon.
Right.
What you are looking at. So.
Right.
Good for you. What are you the most proud of right now, Connie?
I think I'm so proud of Rachel Selfie because Tip and Split is a wonderful invention. Wonderful. Rachel Selfie is giving people purpose. I've had so many people contact me and they say, you know, my dad is 85 years old and he's a cancer survivor and now he's got heart disease. And this is the answer to his prayers because he's still alive and he wants to write his story while he can. So I love that I'm the answer to somebody's prayers. You know, they just love the idea of this. And, you know, it's not only for old people, it's for young people too. You know, I can't think of a better birthday gift to give or Mother's Day gift. For somebody to write, to help them write their life story and make them feel fulfilled because it's so meaningful. So I'm so proud that I thought of this. And I'm not the first one that's ever written a memoir. I'm not the first, but I definitely have a different take on it because somebody emailed me and asked me if I could help them with theirs. They had 1,000 pages. And I thought, who wants to read 1,000 pages? Who on earth? Who wants to write it and who wants to read it? My book is 120 pages and it's almost all pictures. It's like a picture book with captions. Okay? People can flip through it and read it. So I'm doing a different take rather than the memoir that's 1,000 pages long. This is, well, your readers can't see it, but they can actually see it on my website because I have, you know, everything is pictures. Oh, that's me playing the violin. So I show that to my children, my grandchildren, because they just know me as grandma or Grammy, you know, and so now they see me. So I'm teaching my 5-year-old how to play the violin and she sees me doing it. And she asked me, what did you look like when you were little? So I show her because she's curious. And I would be curious too. And even at my age, I'm actually 73 years old and I'm still curious.
You know, I know this is radio, but we record over Zoom. I'm looking at Connie right now. You don't look a day over fabulous is what I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Very amazed. As we're wrapping up, tell us something interesting about you that most people don't know.
That most people don't know. I think that I've changed my whole life at age 68 is something that's very interesting because I was a teacher for over 40 years teaching writing, and that was my life. And I think at age 68, I just decided I used to teach technical writing to college students who were engineering and computer science majors, and they were brilliant. And I used to try to inspire them to follow their dream. One of the assignments was to go find a job that you would absolutely love to have. And then we spent the whole semester writing things about that job that they might need to do, like writing a brochure for the company, writing this for the company. And as they were doing it, my last year of teaching, I had just started my invention. So I would have them write an instruction manual for their chosen area of work. And then I wrote the instruction manual for Tip and Split. And I had them write a brochure for the company because they have to learn how to do this stuff.
Right.
And then I wrote a brochure for Tip and Split. And everything that they were doing, I was learning right alongside of them. So I was inspiring them. And I had so many letters from people years later, you know, telling me how they're doing. But what I decided, it was probably time for me to inspire myself. So that's what I did. I quit, I retired, and I've been going full force ever since. I will have one little note for your listeners. And this is a sign that I have on my desk and I stare at every single day. And it's a quote by Erin Hansen. And it says, "What if I fall? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly?" Okay, so you can think about that. You can always try. And one of the great things about being an older entrepreneur is that we have failed so many times. We know we will always get back up again. We're very fortunate. So for your listeners, whether they're moms or grandmas, one of my friends, I told her that I was going to be on this Word of Mom radio show, and she says, "Well, aren't you the ultimate mom experience? Because I raised 3 kids and now I have 6 grandchildren and I couldn't be happier." You know,
what a
so
fabulous way to wrap things up, Connie. Really. Please let our listeners know how they can reach out to you.
Go to my website, which is www.grandmapreneurinventor.com. And on that website, it's sort of an umbrella from everything I'm doing, because it has on the menu, it has all about my Tip and Split, and it has about my Write Your Selfie. And it also has a section which I'm really proud of, which is about my speaking and podcasts. And you will be on there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it also has articles that I've written, because I'm so proud of all these things that I'm doing. And it also has a whole section on Buzz, like everything that I was on when I was on TV, has when I was on QVC, grandmapreneurinventor.com.
Excellent. Connie, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today. All of Connie's links will be live on Word of Mom. Connie, again, thank you so much for being here. For all of you tuning in, thank you for spending your time with us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.